Now, personally, I take no comfort in the words, "Not a hair of your head will be harmed." That just isn't working for me these days. So let's move on to endurance. That makes a lot more sense, because here and again we have Jesus talking around and not directly answering questions. They ask when. Does he tell them when? No. He talks about things already happening. He talks of signs, but not the end. He talks of persecutions, even within families, but he says that these come way before the end. But he talks of endurance, but then he never says how long we must endure and for what. So we can get all caught up in these signs with our imaginations and then miss the point, failing to notice what God is doing for us. There is a paradox here. The new age is coming, but it does not come with wars and tumult. The new age comes in the quiet of the night. It comes not with a violent uprising. The new age comes with the birth of a child in Bethlehem. The new age comes not with resisting the forces of this world who use the threat of death to control. The new age comes with a journey through death to new life, as God destroys death with a greater power in Jesus, his Son. The truth, as we believers must see it revealed by Christ, is that wars and tumult in our day are nothing but the dying cries of an old world. They're the final fits of an empty, dying world of sin and oppression, of fear and violence. The powerful of this world are just thrashing about in one last losing effort to control and resist the power of grace and love. The point that Luke is making is that we should not and must not be panicked by these events. The faithful must not turn to irrational, ungodly behavior and think that the violent ways of this dying world have anything to do with what's coming. Should we turn to these ungodly ways, the casualty is always the truth, as prejudice and hatred and violence and racism just add to the chaos, suffering, and the violence. Patient endurance is what's called for, because the God of love has subverted this world's power and sown the seeds of a new reign of God within this world. Suffering's terrible everywhere, at any time, especially suffering caused by human sinful behavior. The suffering of injustice and poverty, of homelessness, of abuse and hatred is a suffering shared by all humanity and by God. Yet this suffering cannot control Jesus. It does not control those who are named and claimed by God in baptism. Though it might kill us in the eyes of this world, it never harms us. We must not be fooled by these endless cycles of violence in this world. We should take them for what they are: the death throes of our own sinfulness on a grand scale. Our hope is not in beautiful churches. Our hope is not in great, shining, sparkling cities. Our hope is not in military might. The ruins of too many past civilizations should teach us well the lesson that all these things eventually come down, and most of them by violence. Our hope is in the crucified and risen Lord. Like the Son of God, we, children of God, believe that our future is in God's hands, and no torment can change that. Ultimately, we believe and must affirm today that we will be taken into the heart of God through the heart of Jesus Christ, the God who loves, and therefore even the worst adversity cannot separate us from God. Trust in God has profound personal implications. It also has important political and social and religious ramifications. Luke does not draw into kind of private individualism. He still has Jesus weeping over Jerusalem and longing for its liberation. He's prepared to tackle the madness of fear and hate and the fanatics that this fear and hate generates. Where events whip up panic, there's a lot of hate to go around. And anyone who advocates the way of Jesus can expect to experience it. Luke keeps our feet on the ground about abuse and oppression and fear. He stands in a tradition which tackles adversity in a way that's not thrown off by hatred or fear, but informed by the stillness and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. When Luke says, "Do not worry about what to say," he simply means if we speak with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, it's going to be irresistible. Because love is irresistible. There's always something irresistible about love, even when it is crucified. He calls us then for a shift from quantity of time, when, to a quality of being in all times and all places. Not when, but how should we be? So when the questions are asked, how long and when, the answer Luke gives us in the words of Jesus is, don't worry about it. Just pay attention to how well you live conformed to Jesus Christ.